This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. It was a festive 4th of July with big parades in Craig and Yampa and Steamboat Springs. The streets were lined with locals and visitors enjoying the Independence Day parade. The parades had horses and cars and kids and teams and groups dancing through the streets. The Steamboat Springs parade is always wrapped up with the campers at Perry Mansfield Performing Arts School and Camp, who did an amazing singing and dancing routine to the parade theme of Let Freedom Flow. We salute the mighty Yampa. They wrapped it up with Tina Turner's Proud Mary singing about rolling on the Yampa River. Parade pictures from Steamboat Springs and Yampa are on the Steamboat Radio Facebook page. Two water projects in the city of Steamboat Springs start today. They should take about 2 weeks in the Riverside area. Water will be shut off for 6 hours during the day Thursday to do maintenance on the water main. The downtown project affects Staley Park and the Logan Avenue area. The city is changing over the sewer services from the old clay tile sewer main to a newer PVC sanitary sewer main. The pedestrian path for Staley Park will be closed. Three former Little Snake River Valley High School seniors from Baggs, Wyoming, have earned All-American status in football. They are Conadice Perulis, David Hernandez, and Hadley Myers. The three will play this Saturday in Hanna, Alberta, in the All-American six-man game, which has the top six-man players in the United States playing the top six-man players of Alberta and Saskatchewan. Coach Sam Wildreyer will be coaching those boys during the All-American game. And remember, check out what's happening in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.